Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, and Allie hanging out with you here at the Publix at Town Brookhaven. It's time for the wake-up call in just 1 second, 404-726-0929. We got a lot of things to talk about with the Atlanta Falcons. Diego Pavia, Heisman Trophy, yes or no? Here's what I want to do with the wake-up call for the Falcons fans real quick. Are you on team I want Bijan to always have the ball in his hand, or are you on team ball distribution? I've talked to a bunch of people in the last couple of days. Man, our playmaker, I want more touches for Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London. And there's also people that are like, Drake, you know, Darnell Mooney's got to do more. We need a third. We need to trade for a third receiver. We need, you know, I want Tyler Algier to be on the field. Which team are you on? Would you rather see three players with the ball, or do you want eight players to have the ball? Call in and let us know, 404-726-0929.
Is there a C where you want the team to do whatever it takes to win the game?
Like, well, I think we're all on that team. We have differing opinions on what exactly that is.
I hear people say that, and I get so frustrated with that line of thinking. I am 1,000% feed the hot hand, and I think when you have three guys drafted in the top eight on your offense, it should be one of those things where it's not always just Bijan. I don't know if I've had, since Julio Jones, Bijan Robinson is probably my favorite player to see the ball in his hands since Julio. But that said, I love when Kyle breaks free on a little crossing route and they get the ball on the move. Or I love when Drake London goes up and essentially mosses someone and palms the ball in their face to score a touchdown. Feed the hot hand.
I think that's where you and I defer. I want to see Darnell Mooney on the crossing route. I want to see somebody take the Ray McLeod position, whether that be, you know, Jamal Agnew or Daryl Hodge or whoever, the Casey Washington. I want to see Tyler Algier get 10-plus carries.
I agree with you there. My point is I don't leave a game saying it's unacceptable that so-and-so didn't get this, because I look at it and say, well, okay, well, what were they doing? What was the defense doing, and how did the game play out? Because to me, if Tyler Algier gets 4 carries and Drake London has 12 catches, or Darnell Mooney has 7 catches for 105 and 2 tutties, you know what matters? The final score, because – I think in each game, one of our playmakers, and you named a few of them, should go off. Now, if all of those guys have off games, I'm very frustrated. And I kind of feel like that's what happened Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this more in just a little bit with a wake-up call. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Here are the headlines you need to know before you clock in this morning. Game one of the World Series starts tonight between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. Everyone's cheering for the Blue Jays. Hawks are back in action tonight in Orlando to take on the Magic. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 7. Chargers dominated the Vikings last night 37-10 on Thursday Night Football. The NBA gambling scandal is getting messier and messier. Former NBA player Damon Jones was arrested on charges that he allegedly disclosed privileged injury information about a prominent basketball player to facilitate illegal sports betting. Allegedly, that was LeBron James. Just tons of stuff coming out in this scandal.
Always a good time. And I know we've got full phone lines and a lot of people wanting to talk about all kinds of topics. So, Dylan, let's do this thing. Like I said, full phone lines here on a Falcon Friday, headed into the weekend. And, boy, we've had a ton of topics to talk about throughout the day. College football, the NBA scandal, and all the NFL games coming up this weekend, as well as all the public stuff we're getting. Are you a fan of Sweet Heat Yuzu and Habanero-flavored pineapple lemonade? Allie is. She said it's the greatest drink ever of all time. Dylan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Tinker up in Kennesaw. Tink, man, it's been a while. Welcome back to the show.
What's up?
Hey, man.
I don't think the World Series of Poker is going to be sponsoring the NBA anytime soon. But with the Falcons, I agree. Let's do that hot hand. I could care less who it is. Just make it happen. And I guess the question I got, because I happened to see it last week, was very interesting. What is the best outdoor Halloween decoration you saw? I saw a guy have a table out, a bunch of skeletons playing like cards, and had fake $100 bills. And right in the middle of that table was a stripper pole that went up and had another one dressed in high heels and a wig.
Oh, man.
Appreciate the phone call, Tink. Appreciate
like
the phone call.
To add a Chauncey Billups jersey to one of the skeletons, and it'll
Don't
be complete.
Don't do that, man, like that.
What? Oh! I'm not going to do him like that. How did he do all his friends?
I think the pop culture
allegedly.
I don't think they were his friends.
I think the pop culture Halloween costumes are shifting at this moment. You know?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of people in jumpsuits.
I think they definitely are. We have a lot of Halloween decorations, and we're all over the place. I actually don't like it. Like, we don't have a central theme in our Halloween decorations. Hmm. We have like a couple blow ups. There's obviously some pumpkins. Spread some spider webs over the bushes. We got some witches hanging from the trees. Like, we got all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? It's kind of a smorgasbord, and it kind of looks a little bit weird.
You
it's a little bit too much.
A little bit more organized.
Right.
Yeah, you know we've got a little graveyard. That's about it.
It's kind of sporadic for us. So, anyways, as far as him talking about the hot hand, go back into this for just a second. I just think I'd like to see the ball distributed because I think it means Michael Penix is understanding the offense at a little bit of a higher clip as opposed to Drake London getting 16 targets a couple of weeks ago. And remember we asked the question, is that a good or bad thing? He got targeted 10 times against San Francisco and only had 4 catches.
But that's, to me, part of the hot hand thing. And I want – because, like, in the passing game, like, the thing is if they're giving you a matchup, I need not only the OC, but I need Michael Penix to recognize it and feed it until they stop it, until they show they've adjusted. Because – that, to me, is how you win football games. You exploit what the other teams – we saw it in Minnesota, right? When they played Minnesota, they were going to play that two-deep safety look, daring you to run on them. They ran it down their throat. And it ended up being Bijan and Algier going off that game because it was the running game. Could be the passing game. But to me, when people say, I need Bijan to touch the ball this many times and I need Kyle Pitts to touch it this many times, well, let me ask you a question. If I'm focusing on that, how am I focusing on winning the game? Because they don't always go hand in hand. If I'm force-feeding people touches, I'm taking away from finding what they're giving me and just exploiting the hell out of it. Now I'm worried about this guy's got all his touches for the guy, you know, on the radio or in the press or wherever. I just think that's getting away from the reality of what you're trying to do.
Let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to Sam over in Atlanta. Sam, what's going on this morning? Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so I think regarding the Falcons, I believe that the passing game should run through Drake London. There is no reason for him to be getting any less than maybe 10 to 12 targets a game if that is your true top 10 wide receiver one. Now, the run game, I feel a little different. I've been saying for the past 3 years now that we should have a Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery setup where – Bijan and Tyler are getting their fair share of carries, running the ball well. Basically what we did against Washington and Buffalo, that needs to be the game plan week in and week out. And my issue with Zach Robinson is not only the play calling in certain situations, but it's also the fact that we don't have an identity offensively. And one thing you could say, and I've had a lot of criticism about Arthur Smith, and we've rightfully gave his fair share of criticism, but when he was our head coach, our identity offensively, we knew that. We were going to run the football week in and week out, and if you stopped it, good for you. That needs to be our identity here. And you were on the team early on, Mike, when Matt Ryan was early on in his career and that offense ran through Michael Turner. We ran the football, and that needs to be our identity now.
Sam, I completely agree with that, man. And I do. I said it this. We talked about it Monday. Like, we have two different identities on offense, and I think they have to find some middle ground and come together on how the run game marries to the passing game.
I also think, though, that it's very obtuse to compare with a Matt Ryan 2008, 2009 teams to this team. The offensive lines are not the same. They weren't built the same. Michael Turner was a
different. I think he's just saying that offense had an identity, and this one doesn't.
I agree, but I do believe that the identity of this team is they want to run the ball first. The problem is that it's really hard to run the ball 30 times when you're getting 2 yards a carry average, which means you're losing yardage on a lot of times. It's hard to just bang your head against the wall. You got to move the football. The problem for this offense is not moving the football. That's where we get lost. It's not moving the football. It's scoring touchdowns. We're not putting points on the board. The 20-20, we're seventh in the league in yards per game.
Yeah.
We're moving the football, guys. We just can't score.
Short yardage and red area, man. Something obviously San Francisco was able to do at a pretty high clip last week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Coleman over in Winder. Coleman, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
No, what's going on? How's everybody doing this morning?
Living the dream, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's Square Billy Nation already checking in. I just wanted to let y'all know y'all do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be rocking my Salute the Service 2025 Michael Penix jersey. It's an olive one, and it's fresh. So hopefully he, you know, gets in the pocket and does what he does. I want Zach Robinson to, you know, do some audible plays. get him to, you know what I mean, give it to Bijan because he's the best player. But if not, use him as a decoy like we didn't do the previous game. So
I love it, man. Yeah, I think you bring up a good point right there. There can be some decoy stuff. I probably would have him on the field on the 4th-and-1 play, but I don't know that he necessarily needs the ball. Let's try to get one more in here, Dylan. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Garrett in Alpharetta. Garrett, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, I think this is a good opportunity for a get-right game for Atlanta. I mean, not that we haven't. We've looked good, but, you know, we're just inconsistent week to week. And I agree with the caller before the last guy. I mean, I think we just need to establish the run game. Bijan needs to have 20-plus touches, and I'd like to see Tyler Allgeier with 10-plus touches. But I also agree with you. I mean, we don't score in the red zone. We're constantly kicking field goals, and they're either getting blocked or we're missing. So that's another thing we got to capitalize on. And then the last thing I was going to say was that defense has a great opportunity this game to get some turnovers. Tua's been throwing picks, and I'd love to see Xavier Watts, Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell force some turnovers. And that's what I'm hoping to see come Sunday.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good stuff, Garrett. Perfect phone call.
We're 4th in the league in rushing per game. We're averaging 136 yards a game. The games we've won, we've ran the ball well. The game plan every week is to come out and establish a run. I don't for a thing, second thing. I think that they might try to go about it at times. Like I think last week they made an effort to maybe loosen the defense up by throwing the football around. But, yes, I do believe that's the identity. The problem is we don't have an identity when we get in the red zone. The other problem I would tell you is that when you're good at something, other teams say, how do we take away their run game? That's what's happening. That is why we need to figure out whether it's using the short passing game or Michael Penix has to be better, because every week we're not going to be able to run the football down people's throats, and we've got to figure out how to counter and win with throwing the football at times, because – when they take it away.
We've got to find a secondary run play. We've got to find a run play that complements wide zone that works. So when wide zone's taken away, we can hit them with a secondary counter, whatever it may be. We've got to find that play, and I think it'll unlock this offense.
That takes winning up front on those plays too. It's an all-encompassing thing.
Well, and I want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, is going to join us to preview this weekend's game. I don't want to take any time away from Dave, but I do have to mention that Jacob just brought us the Publix Atlanta Falcons sub. This has chicken tenders with a sweet maple seasoning, bacon, peach preserves, and sriracha mayonnaise. Who's taking the first bite there?
It's about to go down. I'll step up to the plate.
We're going to try that, and Dave will join us next live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.